taking care of the neighbor's chickens while they're vacationing in Europe. Actually, I'm taking care of their hens while their usual chickens, babysitters, are vacationing in Oregon. The chicken coop, a veritable Trump Tower of a coop aviary, sits right beside our joint property line, so it's no big deal to wander over and check the water, toss some chicken feed, gather up the eggs, and cross back into my woods. The boys who usually handle this asked if I would check the house too, see if burglars had been prowling or were living in the mansion. Some years back, shortly after the house was finished, the new owner was sunbathing in the privacy of her backyard, and someone caught her sans swimsuit out on the lawn. That trespasser, she figured, being an amateur Sherlock Holmes, must be me, since I live right next door. This created a bad start for our neighborliness, as you might suspect. Nobody really wants to be accused of being a peeping Tom, but my neighbor kept asking friends of mine if they thought I was capable of this. Hell, if I know what my friends probably told her, maybe worse than that. But she wouldn't let it go, and that dark cloud hangs over our mutual backyards like a constant threat of rain. So I said no, I wouldn't be caught dead or on video surveillance camera snooping around their house. Just wasn't worth the potential trouble to play security guard for them while they were vacationing on the Oregon coast. Michael mentioned that the owner had recently asked about me, whether I was a liberal or a redneck, a libertarian or a banjo whacker, whatever. What'd you tell her? I asked. I've only lived next door to them for, 15 years or so. How would they know what I was like, right? Admittedly, they're absentee chicken ranchers mostly. Come up on holidays or a few special occasions. Probably check on the trophy house, see if my buddies mowed and trimmed and pruned their fruit trees correctly. Rich folks, the kind of neighbors I love the most, especially the absentee part. I told her you were a storyteller, Michael said. We were next to the coop, chickens hopping up and down the escalator to the pen from the motel room style appointed lay-in bins. They were doing their cackle thing. A storyteller, I repeated. What the hell is that teller? A storyteller is like, for her probably, a congenital liar. Faux facts, Trump supporter, who knows what would run through her suspicious head. Well, I don't know what it means either. A storyteller. Well, okay, let's roll with it. Stay tuned is all I can suggest. If my chicken ranch and neighbors have video cameras tuned to that chicken coop and find me prowling around their pen, I suspect they'll have a sequel to this little story. If not, I get some free eggs and chicken shit on my boots. Life on the South End in these modern times, it's never what I expect.